Lawrence DeChristina ran a poker parlor on Staten Island, a public service that, in December 2011, got him charged with two counts of violating the Federal Illegal Gambling Business Act. One of DeChristina's defenses before the federal trial court concerned the definition of a gambling business under the law. It was that poker is not a game, quote, predominated by chance, unquote, as the federal statute requires. It is, rather, a game of skill. The idea that playing poker, particularly Texas Hold'em, is as much skill as chance has a long and distinguished history. Fictional characters from Brett Maverick to James Bond have demonstrated that the hero wins at poker because he's good, not lucky. This sentiment was most clearly and long-windedly invoked by Matt Damon's character in the poker movie Rounders, in which he spends a great deal of time convincing his girlfriend that winning a lot of money at poker is better than going to law school, an argument that seems to have no obverse. Of course, the testimony of pop culture characters is almost never dispositive in a court of law, so DeChristina brought in an expert. Randall Heeb, economics PhD, University of Chicago, has been studying poker, a subject suddenly awash in data thanks to the online game. With his analysis, Dr. Heeb can tell who wins what, how often, and with which hands. So he explained to the court how Texas Hold'em is more of a game of skill than chance. Very good players will play hands differently than average or poor players. This is particularly true of marginal hands. An unskilled player almost never wins much money with them, even if he gets lucky, but is likely to lose a lot when he gets unlucky. For a skilled player, that's reversed. He is not likely to lose much money on the hand, even with bad luck, but will win a lot with good luck. More importantly, if poker was purely a game of chance, over time, the winning percentages of all players would tend to even out, as they would, for instance, if two people were flipping coins for money. But the opposite is true in poker. In the short term, unskilled players can compete with skilled, but in the long term, the skilled win out. Dr. Heeb was able to plot this path. After 901 hands, there is a 90% chance a skilled player will predominate over an unskilled. After 7,296 hands, there is a 99.99% certainty that a skilled player will predominate. And while that may sound like a lot of poker, for some people I know it's a Tuesday afternoon. Anyway, the essential truth is undeniable. If poker was pure luck, all players would tend to converge as more hands are played. But they don't. Of course, none of this can matter if Congress is specific with its laws. Here, it wasn't. The judge looked at the list of gambling offenses in the IGBA. It included slot machines, dice tables, roulette wheels, and bookmaking, but not poker. And while exclusion of a crime from a non-exhaustive list does not necessarily get a criminal off the hook, the court found that in this case, it is unlikely Congress would have left out something as well known as poker if it meant to include it. So, if it is not strictly enumerated, the judge reasoned, it must be substantially similar enough to those that are to fall under the definition. Dr. Heeb's testimony convinced the judge that it was not, and threw out the case against DeChristina. So is this the jurisprudential equivalent of pocket aces, a ruling that changes everything? No, it's one decision from a small federal district court out east. So it's more like the 8-9 of hearts, a decent starting hand that, with some luck, might lead to a jackpot. But don't bet the house on it. I'm Travis McDade.